not just you yourself. He said, you and your wife. Okay, dwell in Jannah for time. But my purpose of creating you is to establish peace and security on earth. That's why he said, ihbitu minha jami'an. Go down, all of you together. Not all of you one by one, all of you together. Then if you want to go to Jannah, if we are in family, going to Jannah is to raise the entire family to go with you to Jannah. It's uphill, which is not easy to do, because you are climbing up. So when you drop down, it was very easy for you. As a bachelor, you have just little money, yet you drop down, down now, looking for someone. Raising your head, oh, I'm here, who want me now? Someone came out. You don't have nothing, you don't have even family, you don't have nothing, you just have, the only thing you have is your jacket, sometimes a car. Who want me? Then someone said, well, let me check you. They start checking you. Then you start now having the oil, making subhanallah too many times. La ilaha illallah, astaghfirullah, assalamu alaikum. Have the kufi, be good so much. But still they have to check you. They have to check you because you're going to dwell here. Yes. Marriage is a social institution as old as human race itself. Marriage is the way adopted by human society for regulating the relations between families. It's not just regulating relations between one man and one woman. No, it's regulating relationship between the families. That's why we have to open the doors of marriage, not just keep marrying in one family, like what they call Jewish process of marriage. They are circulating, what they call recycling. They are recycling marriage. Just the Jews marry Jews. That's why if they have any disease among themselves, the disease comes to be very dangerous, very serious to them. Because the disease is spreading so much. Though as much as you open the doors, as much you give human family health and strongness. So then, marriage is that. It's adopted by human society for regulating relations between families. Marriage is not a purely economic. When you come down, don't just look, don't think that the whole thing is economic. Oh, let me just save money. How many years? Maybe 10 years before I get married. Don't try that way, brother. That cannot work. Because maybe the first day of marriage, even the celebration will finish everything. Everything you put in the bank, the ceremony will finish it. Why doing all this? It's good to marry, you know, and then just have some cakes and laddu and have some biryani and then lamb and rice. Everybody enjoy. But you have $20,000. Then you go and big hall, you rent the hall, you rent the curtains, you rent the chandelier, you do this, take limousines about 2 miles long. You know, all these kind of things. You pay all this money for just maybe 3 hours program. It's a very, very expensive jacket. But nobody, you know, look at the jacket because you're gonna go. And I'm telling you, if you marry, even your wife is not looking at the jacket. No matter how beautiful it is, your wife is looking at you. She's just thinking about you. No matter how the dress is beautiful, you are not looking at the dress of your even wife. You are looking to your wife. You are not looking at the dress. But 1,000, you know, rob 1,000 with the trail, you know, inviting maybe 6 girls, handling like alligator. Cannot work. Islam says simplify. Hem the dress and come to the marriage contract and marry and get out from here and go and enjoy yourself. Because that is not a value, no matter how many you put it. Then the next day you start going to your father, your mother, can I borrow $1,000? Why? Because we have to start life. Start life like that? No, this is not bachelor life. This is real. This is serious. So, marriage is not purely economic. No. Marriage is not that. Yes, it's not purely economic. Because economic factor is the least focal in marriage, according to Islamic point of view. Economic factor is the least focal in marriage. When you are focusing on the characteristic of marriage, economic is the least. It's nothing absolute to focus on how much going to be the dowry. $1,000 and a ring, doesn't matter. Yes, it's count, but it's not the basics. Yes, but marriage is love and piety. Not the economic, it's love and piety. Do not marry only for the sake of beauty. Let me marry her. Why? She's so beautiful. Okay, brother? Beauty is not permanent. We are talking about family structure, dwelling, staying forever. Then beauty is not a permanent something you can take as a permanent value. Because if Fatima is 15 years old, she's pretty. 15 years old. Oh, I want to marry her. Why? She's so beautiful. Okay, she's young. All right. You marry her because of that. Now we're going to give you about 50 years later. 50 years after marriage, what's going to happen? You're going to see another Fatima. You're going to see Fatima who cannot talk. She's old now. You're going to Fatima without teeth. Fatima cannot listen to you. Fatima cannot even make a cup of tea for you. Because she's old now. Where's that beauty? It's gone. It's gone. So then the beauty is not a fundamental base in marriage. Do not marry only. That's why I use the word only. Only for that. Nothing wrong with marry because of beauty, but don't marry only for that. Don't marry only for the sake of beauty or for the sake of wealth. Wealth is not permanent. Or for the sake of prestige. Oh, the family, the father is this, the mother is this. Let me marry her because the father is the governor of so-and-so. The father is the imam. Doesn't matter. It's like, let me marry her because the father can drive a car. Maybe she can't drive a car, that's it. She must learn how to drive. If the family, if the father is the imam, the father is imam, their father learn how to be an imam. If she wants to be a good person, that cannot have any connection with the father in that particular point. Then the goodness is not the father or the mother. It's herself and yourself. Because sometimes say, oh, I want to marry the son of the imam. Why? Because he went to Pakistan and learned Quran and come back. Sometimes he come to be the worst boy. Come to be the worst. Because he didn't learn even how to live life. Doesn't matter. Don't ever think that Hafiz is a basic value to man. No. Hafiz, they are beating their wives. There are some Hafiz, they are just beating their, and they have Quran, but they are beating their wives. Why? But they have it here, but that is not here. They can beat their wife, kick them out, and all that good. It's not wealth, it's not beauty, it's not prestige, but on the grounds of religious devotion. Character. That is the beauty. Every sister in this world has her own beauty. There is no ugliness in this world. Everything is beauty. Beauty is in everything. It's up to you what you define as beauty. You cannot beautify the whole thing. You just beautify part of the thing. And beauty is like that. Every human being define his own thing as beauty. So then everyone has beauty. So then, like some people, they have what they call natural beauty features. Some people, they don't have that. When you see them, you think that they are coming to fight you. And they are good in the heart. The heart is good. But if you say, Assalamu alaikum, you say, can I help you? Because you think that he's coming to punch your face or something wrong. And nothing absolutely wrong. He's happy, but he's like that. He just looked like that.